مرة مع ربي كده This thing was a training center. It was also a crossroads for different ideas and different religions. Kind of like any big city is today. You get people from everywhere and all blocks and all walks. So it's a crossroads similar to that. The setting is that Paul was in prison, as he spent most of his time. But while he was there, he heard and he learned that the church at Colossae had been infiltrated by some wrong thinking and some false doctrine. And it's not even known if he ever made it to this church, but he heard about these things. So some of the people in the church, some of the believers, have started doing things like bringing beliefs from other religions, like paganism and other areas. They began to commingle that with Christianity, with God's Word. They brought it in there. They kind of had a belief that there were no absolute truths. That an absolute truth is what each individual believed. So these people brought these things in the church. And this is very dangerous because we know that outside there can always be a threat. But there is nothing more dangerous than the inside of the threat. Somebody on the inside that you trust and that you believe. So this is very dangerous, amen? But these people started infusing other thoughts and ideas with some of the truth, and they packaged it as the new truth. So Paul wrote this letter, and he did two things in his letter. The first thing he did was he confronted the false teaching that found its way into the church. That's the first thing. The second thing is Paul confirmed the sufficiency of Jesus Christ. He told people, Jesus Christ is enough. Amen. He's actually all we need. Yeah. Everybody say, for this cause. The relevance of tonight's lesson is that sometimes questions arise because we're human. We think about things. And so why do we follow Jesus? Why do we come to church? Why do we pray, serve, give? Why do we do all these things in the Lord's name? Is it because traditions that we grew up going to church? Or is there another reason that we're coming to the Lord's house and giving our effort? Why do we do these things? Second question is, what doctrines should we follow? I mean, those are the things that we need to think about. Even more so than Colossians, we're living in a time where it has never been easier to question things. Right. I mean, we find ourselves questioning things that our parents and grandparents taught us. Right. Something about now that we feel like we can question stuff that we never questioned for years. We just didn't. So the world is one now that we question everything. We question our upbringing. We question the establishment, the government and all that. Sometimes we even question God and His Word. And we've all done it. In our minds and our spirits, we question things. But I have a warning for you tonight, which is we need to choose what we will consume in our life. We have to choose what we're going to eat as we see the day approaching. Amen? We have choices to make. That's the bottom line. And we need to stay connected to God and His Son Jesus. Amen? Amen. We need to stay in the Word. We need to pray, as Pastor mentioned earlier. We need to serve in the house. Yeah. We should all be serving somewhere in the Lord's house. We know we need to give back to God that gave us everything. Amen? Amen. But Paul's saying, if we have Jesus, we have what we need. Amen? God's Word is a standalone Word. Everybody say, stand alone. God's Word does not need to be enhanced by man. We don't need to go out and take elements of anything else and put it into God's Word. This Word will stand alone, amen? God's Word does not need to be supplemented by anyone. So as Paul wrote this letter, the blueprint of this letter really is, he did two things. In chapters 1 and 2, he talked about what Christ has already done. It's right here in the book. All you got to just read it. In chapters 3 and 4, Paul talks about what Christians should do, what we should do as we live our lives. And whenever I study a book of the Bible, one of the first things that I like to do is I like to figure out what are the themes. Yeah. What are the overarching themes that I'm supposed to get from this book? Yeah. And then it's a better reading for me when I go in there and I start reading it, amen? So there are four themes that are going to really come from this book. Everybody say, God in the flesh.
God in the flesh.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Amen. Amen. Everybody say, head of the church.
Head of the church.
So because Christ is God, he is the head of the church, which is made up of his true believers, which is us. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, union with Christ. Because our sin has been forgiven, we have been reconciled to God, we have a union with Jesus that can never be broken. Nobody can take it away. Doesn't matter. If we're united to Christ, it's ours forever, amen?
Amen.
And the last theme is heresy. Everybody say heresy.
Heresy.
False teachers were promoting things that focus on man-made rules. They were telling people things that just were not scriptural, that were just not intended from the Lord to be given to people.
Right.
And that happens today and it happened back then. But there is a reason that we follow Jesus Christ and Son of God. Jesus Christ and Son of God, amen?
Amen?
There's a reason we follow God. There's a reason we pray, we serve, we give. There's a reason that Jesus Christ is the head of our life.
Yeah.
It's not just that we grew up in church. Some people did grow up in church that are here. But they found Jesus, amen? So don't stop believing God for what he has for us. Don't stop believing it, amen? And don't commingle lies with God's truth. Don't be one of those people that will take some of the truth and put lies in it and then package it and send it back out. We're not to do that, amen? If we catch ourselves doing that, let's repent and come back to the Lord, amen? This could perhaps be done unintentionally. Amen? So, we have opened the scripture tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Paul is asserting the deity of Christ. Paul is saying all of God is in Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen? He said, if we have Jesus, we have everything we need on this earth and for eternity.
Amen.
If we have Jesus, amen?
Amen?
So this is very important to remember. But let's go before the Lord before we get into the Word. Heavenly Father, Lord, Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, thank you for your love. Lord, thank you for your power. Lord, thank you for your mercy and thank you for your grace. Lord, thank you for your Word, Lord, that instructs us on how we should live our lives. And Lord, thank you even more and sending your Son Jesus so that we may have eternal life. And Lord, we thank you and we give it all up in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord some praise one more time. Amen. And what an opportunity we have as to be in Christ. So I'm just going to look at these four chapters and I'm going to highlight some things as we go along. Amen. But I ask you to go back and read this book. When you get a chance, it's only four chapters. It's a quick read. Colossians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 reads, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. Paul is telling his people, we can be confident in what we've learned and what we know is awaiting us in heaven.
Yeah.
Now we have to be confident in this because we know our future. We know what's waiting for us for salvation. But also we should have a good life on this earth as well.
Amen.
Don't just think that we're supposed to be miserable here. I want to put that out there now. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven to have joy.
Amen?
Amen. But we know joy awaits us in heaven.
Yes.
Do not lower your expectations for Christ. Pastor mentioned that earlier when we talked about, praying and different things. Don't lower your expectations. Come to prayer, amen, and ask the Lord for what you need.
Amen.
But you don't have to wait until Friday. That can be any time, any day, amen. Amen. There's some power that comes when we come together, amen.
Amen.
There's some power when we come together. In verse 6, Paul says, the same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives. Just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. He said, this has not changed. The good news is still the same, amen?
Amen.
And we have moments in our lives and trials and tribulations. But the Lord's grace is still wonderful, amen?
Amen.
So, I know as we get older, we get more challenges, we get medical conditions and different things happen. Amen. God's grace is still wonderful, amen?
Yes.
Still wonderful. In verse 7, it says, you learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love of others that the Holy Spirit has given you. So he's writing to his people, and he's telling them that he's heard about their good works and the good things that they're doing in the Lord's name.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like encouragement when somebody tells you that you're doing good, amen?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, that's something to me when you get an encouraging word that is sincere.
Yeah.
I have this word that people are just saying, amen?
Yeah.
In verse 9, Paul tells them, so we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 10 says, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. He said, keep working. Keep being faithful. And your life is going to get better and better. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor's already said that the end is going to be better than the beginning.
Amen.
We already told you that. Amen. Verse 11, Paul says, we also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. And then he goes on to tell his people to make you be filled with joy. Don't let this joy go away,
amen?
Be filled with joy because we know that we have the Lord.
Yes.
And we have Jesus, and he is enough, amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Verse 13, Paul says, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins.
Amen.
Man. He's telling us what the Lord has already done for us. He's writing the word. Further on in chapter 1, Paul tells the people that Jesus Christ is supreme. He's above everything, and none of this stuff down here measures up to Jesus, amen? None of it. Nothing that some man can make or create. None of the things where you take what you think is good, mix it with the word, and then put it out there. We don't need that, amen?
Right.
Because our freedom has already been purchased. We have been forgiven for our sins, amen?
Amen.
If we take that action. Christ is supreme. Verse 15 of chapter 1, Paul says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Amen?
Amen.
And he's given us the things that we need to know. And he goes on to tell the people, and he is before all things, by him all things consist. Amen. That's very that we remember that. And tell them that Jesus is the head of the body, the church who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Jesus is supreme,
amen?
It's not debatable and it's not questionable. But keep in mind that this letter was written to believers. He wasn't writing this letter to non-believers. This was to people who were believers. And they needed to be reminded of these things, amen? And we need a reminder as well. Verse 23, Paul says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I call and made the ministry. He said, you've heard this, and this applies to everything, amen? Amen. In chapter 2 of Colossians, Paul talks about spiritual fullness in Christ. Spiritual fullness in Christ. Amen. Verse 13, he tells these people, and he tells us, he says, you were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all sins. Amen. Everybody say all sins.
All sins.
I mean all means all, amen. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. And this way he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities, and he shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. I mean, the Lord prevailed, amen?
Amen.
And all of those of us who believe, we get the same victory. But we better keep walking, amen? And we better stay connected to this power.
Yeah.
Stay connected to the Lord's power. Chapter 2, verse 16 to 23, we get reminded by Paul that we have freedom from human rule. We have freedom from things that people make up, amen? And I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about serious things that people try to put mixed with the world. I'm talking about things that are not true, lies that people mix with the truth to deceive us. Amen?
Right.
We have freedom from those rules. Things they make up saying that you got to do this to be blessed or do that and you won't be blessed. And all these things that the Word does not tell us. Don't get caught up in that. Amen? Verse 16 says, so don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbaths. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come. And Christ himself is that reality. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let people have you think that you won't have Jesus because of something you did. Something you ate or you didn't eat. Amen? Be careful what you believe. But if you read the Word, it's going to tell you what we should believe. Amen?
Amen.
Very important. Sometimes it won't be intentional. Sometimes people will be lost and they will tell us wrong because they don't understand. It's not always that they're intentionally trying to mess it up. Amen? He said, don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or worship of angels, saying they have had visions about these things. Amen. Don't let everybody speak into your life. Be careful. Be careful, amen. You need to make sure the things that are spoken into our life are the right things, amen. Be very, very careful. Because our salvation is a sin. Verse 20 of chapter 2 says, you have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why did you keep following the rules of the world? Such as don't handle, don't taste, don't touch. Such rules are mere human teachings about things that deteriorate as we use them. Amen? And this is the deliverance of this verse, because I really wanted us to understand what he was saying. It's not saying don't have respect and don't do the right thing. The Bible tells us how we should act. Amen? So read the Word to see what we should do and what we should not do. It will tell us everything we need to know. Read the Word for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Chapter 3, Paul even goes on to give us some instructions, really, about what Christians should do. He even tells us some things about living the new life. The life that we got must be accepted to Jesus. The old life is gone. He's giving us some instructions about this new life. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 1, Paul says, since you have been raised to new life in Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. I want some of that, amen.
Amen.
It says you will share in all of his glory.
Amen.
Then he goes on. It says, so put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. All the things that are inside of to the back, put it to death.
Yeah.
Get rid of it, amen. And one way to do that is by prayer. Pray, amen. That's where it starts. And then we have to have action.
Amen.
But prayer is a good place to start. It tells us to have nothing to do with things like sexual immorality, impurities, lust, evil desires. Paul said, don't be greedy, don't be an idolater, don't worship things in this world.
Yeah.
I mean, he's giving us everything we need to know for our new life, amen? And even says, Paul says, but now it's time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language.
Right.
And don't lie to each other. Amen? That's what it says right here in God's Word. It says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator.
Amen.
And the goal is to become like our Creator. Amen?
Amen?
And it says, in this new life, it doesn't matter if you are Jew or Gentile. Amen? It doesn't matter. If you're circumcised or uncircumcised, none of that matters. Amen? Christ is all that matters, and he lived it up.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
This is very important. Chapter 3, verse 18 to 25, Paul even gives us instructions for our household.
Yeah.
He's telling us how we should live in our Christian household. Verse 18 says, wives, submit to your husband, as is fitting to those who belong to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly. Children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not aggravate your children, or they'll become discouraged. So, this is for godly husbands, amen? This, when we talk about husbands that are not following the Lord, this is for men of God who seek to be better because they have the Lord. Amen? So that's what this word is saying. It's not saying you're a bully. Amen. It's saying, love your wives. Lead your household, is what it's saying. Be a leader in your home.
Yeah,
amen. We're not talking about bullying or neglect or maltreatment. We're talking about a loving home and loving leadership. Amen. That's what the word is talking about. Verse 22 says, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything you do. Try to please them all the time, not just when they're watching. For me, this means our jobs. I'm not a slave, but I work for somebody, amen? And they sign my paycheck, and I volunteer for this job. So that's that I should do my best in the workplace because I represent Christ, really. I represent Christ, I should do my best. If the job goes bad, I should beat that job. So I should do my job, I should work right, do the right thing, and represent the Lord, amen? That's what I'm saying based on what I read here. That's what I get from that, amen? It says, work willingly in whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people.
Yes.
Same thing in the house. When we serve here, we should have a spirit of excellence. We should strive to be on time and do what the position has to do. Mm-hmm. Amen. We should strive to do it with a standard of excellence. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say perfection, but I said excellence. Amen.
Amen.
Right. All of us can do better in that category.
Yes.
Very, very important. Verse 24 says, remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you're serving is Christ. So, who we serve the Lord in everything we do. Doesn't matter where we are representing the Lord. But verse 25 says, but if you do what is wrong, it says you will be paid back for the wrong you have done. Then it says something. It says, for God has no favor. I mean, he loves us, but he has no favors. So make sure that we understand, amen, that we should do what is right at all times. Amen? In chapter 4, which is the final chapter, Paul gives us instructions for those in positions of influence. Everybody say influence. We're all in positions of power and influence. Whether it be our jobs, whether it be here at church, for sure, in our families, we're in positions of influence, amen? Verse 1 chapter 4 says, masters, be just and fair to your slaves. Remember that you also have a master in heaven. That is saying, treat people right. Treat them right. Treat the people that you have dominion over the way that the Lord would have you treat them. Amen? Very important that we remember that it doesn't matter what position we're in. Yeah. And going further to chapter 4, Paul gives an encouragement for prayer. He's telling those believers, he said, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. He said, be alert and be thankful. We should never stop being thankful for everything, amen? And anytime we ask the Lord for something, I think we better be thanking him at the same time.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And he says, praise that I proclaim this message as clearly as I see it. Paul said, pray for me that I'm giving out this word the right way. That as I'm writing these letters to the churches, that I am doing what the Lord has to do.
Amen.
Amen. So he's saying, pray for me too. I'm praying for you. Verse 5, he says, live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Live wisely among those who are not believers. Don't mistreat them. Don't write them off and give up on them. Live wisely, amen? Because you and I are examples to these people. Amen. And in Paul's final instructions in this chapter, amen, I'm going all the way down to verse 16. Where he said, after you have read this letter, pass it on to the church at Laodicea,
yeah,
so they can read it too.
Yeah.
He said that you should read the letter I wrote to them.
Amen.
What he's saying is, if you learn something good, share it with other people. This handout here that we have a bunch left, get this handout and share it with people, amen?
Yeah.
Share the Lord's word with other people.
Yeah.
As we said, don't let it die after you read it. Share this word with others, amen?
Yeah.
And then Paul says, remember my chains. Remember that I'm in bondage, amen? Don't forget about me. He says, may God's grace be with you.
Amen?
Amen? Let's give the Lord some praise right now.
Amen.
Amen. I know that the word is good, amen? So let's go back to these four more words of scenes as we prepare to close and short. Everybody say, Christ is God. The Lord says that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, amen? That he is Lord of all creation, including all new creation. And that Jesus is the visible image of God, amen?
Yes.
He said that Jesus is eternal. He's omnipotent. Amen? Jesus is supreme and complete. And what's important here, for us to understand is that Christ is supreme. Because he's supreme, all lives should be Christ-centered. Amen?
Right.
Instead of our lives to be Christ-centered, this needs to bring. The second thing that I mentioned earlier, the rest of Christ is the head of the church. Because Christ is God, He is the head of the church, amen? He should be a top priority in our lives. And it says that Jesus is the highest authority on earth. He should be first in our hearts. Amen? There is no loyalty more critical than a loyalty in Christ. I should not have to be more loyal to my job or anything. Amen? Christ first. Amen? Christ first. Everybody say union with Christ. Because our sin has been forgiven and we have been reconciled to God, we have a union with Christ that can never be broken. The Word tells us that it can never be broken. Because we're connected with Christ through three things. His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Those three things connect us to Christ forever, amen? So that means we should stay in contact and communication with the Lord. And this will facilitate our relationship, amen, with the Lord and with each other. If we're connected to the Lord, you and I are going to get along better, amen? You and I will have a better relationship also. And the last thing I mentioned earlier was heresy, amen? There are false teachers promoting things that are just not true. They're man-made, they're self-made. Some of them may be intentional, some of them may be unintentional. But let's make sure that we know what the Word says, amen? Amen. Very important is to read it and you understand it for yourself. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Everybody say, for this cause. Why is it that we come into the Lord's house and do what we do? Why do we follow Jesus? Why do we pray? Why do we serve? Why do we give? Why are we here on Wednesday night when we can be home? Amen. There's a reason that we do what we do. Amen.
Amen.
And that reason is Christ. And that reason is wanting to have a good life here.
Right.
And wanting to have an eternal salvation that we cannot get any other way but accepting the Son. Amen. Very important that we understand that. There's a method to the madness. Amen. The reason we do what we do. And don't stop believing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lastly, let's make sure that we do not commingle anything else but God's truth. Amen.
Amen.
And the way we do that is stay in the Word, pray on the Word, come to church, listen to the Word. Amen.
Amen.
And fellowship with other believers.
Sure.
Amen. Let's give the Lord some praise right now, amen?
Yeah.
The Lord's Word is good.
Yeah.
It tells us everything we need to know. Amen. Our closing scripture comes from Colossians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. I've already covered it. Paul says, after you have read this letter, pass it on to the church of Laodicea so they can read it too. And you should read the letter I wrote to them. And say to Archippus, be sure to carry out the ministry the Lord gave you. Let's say to encourage people that are in the ministry. Encourage the pastors and all the other leaders that are given the word to carry out the ministry that the Lord gave you.
Amen.
Because they need encouragement also. Amen. Amen. As long as it's not. Now, if you're at the top, then who's there to encourage you?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, we have each other to encourage, amen?
Yeah.
But share God's word. Verse 18, Paul says, here is my greeting in my own handwriting, Paul. He said to these people, I wrote this letter myself to you. He's telling them, this letter is authentic, and it comes from me. And he says, remember my chains, and may God's grace be with you. Amen. Let's give the Lord some praise.
Amen.
Well, I encourage you tonight to stay in God's word and come to church, fellowship with other people. But you also have to have a relationship outside of this building with the Lord. Amen. So I ask you to stay encouraged and don't stop believing. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close with some prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this night, Lord. Lord, thank you for the word. Lord, thank you for the letter to the church of Colossae. Lord, thank you for Paul writing that letter, Lord, so that we can read it thousands of years later. Lord, we ask tonight that something was said from your word that your people will believe, and that they walk out of this door tonight, Lord, better than they walk in. Lord, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get along.